either they get it right away and they think it's the most amazing thing they've ever heard of, or they think it's just completely absurd and a waste of time.
I have to make one of these.
Once I read about it, I had to do it myself. I was out doing it the next day. And I was just absolutely blown away that you could make something so beautiful from dirt. And I knew I wanted to give it a try, and I've been doing it ever since.
I've tried a lot of hobbies. Now, I'm on the hunt for my next hobby. Some common, some not so much. This week...
Yay!
Hikaru Dorodango. You're listening to That's a Hobby. This episode, I get hands-on and play with some dirt. A lot of hobbies involve making and manipulating physical things, but they often involve tools or instruments that a lot of people don't have. Hikaru Dorodango, or just Dorodango for short, is that rare hobby that you could do on a deserted island. So this week, I learned more about it, and I actually go out into my backyard and try to make one.
I'm wondering how well this process would translate to poop. To polishing poop.
That clip will make sense in a few minutes. Hikaru Dorodango, as you can probably tell, comes from Japan. Otherwise, the origins are unknown. Dorodango means mud dumpling, and it's basically the art of using earth or dirt or sand and water to make shiny balls, and they often look like billiard balls. The Hikaru part means shiny. It was dying out until about 20 years ago when a professor from the Kyoto University of Education used it as a way to study how children play. Through about 200 experiments and analysis using electron microscopes, he developed a simple method, and with the help of Japanese media, it went viral, and it went international. Dorodango is a special type of hobby. It's easy enough that school children can make them, but it can also be taken to levels where it takes hours, as I later find out.
It took me 30 tries, maybe even a little bit more. I was very persistent at it and kept at it solid for probably a month.
And you get different results based on the dirt you use.
This is all from New Mexico. This is from the backside of the Sandias, a beautiful yellow deposit. This is from La Bajada Hill between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. Some of these purples are from Placidas.
And you can polish it a bunch of different ways. In my research on YouTube, I saw a variety of ways to make these things. In the end, this is a hobby more about process than the end result, and it's often compared to meditation. Because of the time it takes, and the fact that it's unique to every person, every set of hands, the type of dirt, there seems to be a personal connection with the end result. This is backed by the study the professor from the Kyoto University of Education did, in that the children making these dorodangos had a personal connection with their end results. It really seems to be more of a metaphor about process refinement and the quest for perfection than a shiny mud ball.
Wow, these are great. Can you teach me how to do this?
It all starts with dirt. The color and finish reflects the dirt you use. You add water until you have a thick mud. If there's any pooling, you add some more dirt, or you wait for the water to evaporate. Dorodango is a hobby with a lot of waiting. Your mud ball should be pasty and sticky like dough. You shape it into a ball with your hands, and if it doesn't hold its shape, it's too wet. Once you have a sphere you're happy with, put it in a bag and put it somewhere to dry out. This can take half an hour to a few hours depending on your mud and how much water you used. Also, remember to put it somewhere a bit soft so that the bottom doesn't get flat. Once the ball has lost some moisture, and you'll know because you'll see some moisture on the bag, take it out of the bag and start on the next phase. Coat the ball with really fine dirt, and do it carefully so you don't change the shape. Once the ball is coated, put it back into the bag to dry out some more. Take it out again, add more dirt, and use even finer dirt. It should be compacted at this point, and it should be smooth and even.
Cute.
The last step is to take the dried ball and start polishing it. You can use a soft cloth for this. And that's it. That sounds pretty easy, right? Well, I went outside and I gave it a try, and it wasn't as easy as I thought.
All right, here we go. This seems simple. Get some mud, make a paste, make a ball, dry it out, rinse and repeat. So the first thing I've done is I've got a bucket. I've put a little bit of water in it. I have another bucket. I've walked around the backyard and collected dirt. The only problem is it's full of rocks and clumps, so I have to sift it. And the only thing I have to sift it with is a sandbox tool that kids use. So first thing I'm going to do is sift it. I've been at this for like 20 minutes. I've been sifting. I found a lot of rocks, grass, and debris. This is taking forever. You need a lot of patience. A lot of patience, or maybe some proper tools for this.
I'm going to jump in here with a tip. If you have dirt with a lot of rocks and debris in it, find better dirt. This step took me way too long.
I'm giving up on sifting. I'm putting my hands through it. I found rocks. Feels fine, I guess, for first go. Next step, I gotta mix it with water. Oh, and by the way, if you don't plan on getting messy, this is a very, very messy hobby. If you don't like the feeling of dirt, if you don't like the feeling of mud, this is not the hobby for you. Now I'm mixing water and dirt, and I'm trying to work it into a ball, and I worry this is one of those things where you add too much water, then you add dirt to compensate, then you add more water, then you add more dirt to compensate. I wish there was a measurement or a better ratio, but I guess with every dirt being a little bit different, you can't really come up with a formula, and you have to feel your way through this. Like right now, I'm trying to make a ball and it keeps cracking. But it feels squishy. I don't know, does it need more dirt or more water? All right, I am done step one. That was a lot more stressful than I think it's supposed to be. So this to me is the most meditative stage. So I mixed the dirt and water. At first it was all right, it was kind of like Play-Doh. And then you're supposed to slowly add more dirt. And as soon as I did, it began to crack, and then it got stressful. So I'm turning it in my hand, it's cracking. I fix one crack, another one's exposed, and I'm turning and turning, and I finally get all the cracks. Then I'm starting to feel good about it, add a bit more dirt, then cracks show up. And I went through this maybe 5 or 6 times. And it was just a roller coaster. When all the cracks disappear, then you're holding it and you're looking at it and it's starting to turn into like a billiard ball. It's actually kind of cool and it has this weight and you've molded it and it looks more and more spherical every time you work with it and roll it in your hand. Then you add a bit more dirt and then it starts to crack again. So I finally called it. I think I'm in a good spot. The next step is to put it in a bag and wait 30 minutes to 1 hour for some of the moisture to leave. So that's what I'm going to do and then I'm going to come back to it.
I need to jump in here again. I recorded that days ago, and I haven't been able to dry it. I wrapped it in a bag, I left it outside for 30 minutes, for 1 hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours, and every time I take the ball out, it's still sticky and muddy. I've coated it in dirt multiple times. I went back to Google and read on how to do this properly. Apparently, you can put it in the fridge as a shortcut. So I've tried that. I've left it in there for hours. I left it overnight. It's still sticky. At this point, I don't know what I'm doing wrong or if this is even possible. If only there were a group of people who could fact-check this Durodongo thing. Lucky for us, Durodongo was featured on Mythbusters. Which Mythbusters?
Adam and Jamie are testing the truth of that delightful idiom, you can't polish a you-know-what.
Mythbusters use this technique with different animal manures and proved the saying wrong.
Who needs to know this? This is disgusting.
Good point, but I need to figure out why I can't make a shiny dirt ball and they can polish a turd.
If you're doing this the old-fashioned way with no refrigerator outside, it'll take more like a week or longer as you leave it outside.
A week? That's making sense, but I'm not going to spend a week on a dirt ball.
We've handily busted this myth. You can, in fact, polish a poop.
All right, so it seems that the technique is sound. Children can do it. You can do it to manure and poop. You just need a lot of time and patience. I have patience. I don't have time. Or maybe I have time, but I don't have patience. In the end, I did actually learn to enjoy the process of shaping it and coating it in dirt and repeating the process. But like a lot of hobbies I give up on, the reward didn't come soon enough. I don't think I've completely given up on this hobby. I do want to try it with my kids, and I do want to try it again. But maybe this time I'll wait till it's not so humid out, and I'll use the fridge to start. As for the Dorodango I already started, I don't know if I want to finish it, but I can't bring myself to throw it out. Hey, listen, I want you to know that your time is valuable to me, and the fact that you spent it listening means a lot, so thank you. Please remember to subscribe wherever you listen, and maybe tell a friend or two. If you've tried this hobby or you have hobby ideas for me, let me know on Twitter or Instagram. See you next week.